Okay, so it's Mary Long again at the Isle of Wight Festival, and I'm here with Alias Kid, who've just joined me for a little chat. So hello, nice to meet you both.
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Actually, it's just two of Alias Kid, it's not the whole band, but it's Maz and Sean here.
I've seen part of months.
So you've been together as a band for probably about 18 months now, is that correct?
Yeah, that's about right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Me and Sean have been writing songs together for a bit longer
than
that. But yeah, the band started about October, was it? October 2013, 2014, I don't know, can't remember.
Okay, and you two were together in a band before?
Yeah, we've done a few things together.
So you've been quite veterans of the scene, as it were.
I don't know about veterans, that makes us sound really old. maybe we're experienced.
Okay. Is it your first time playing at the Isle of Wight?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you know about the Isle of Wight? Have you?
It's a place, it's tax dodge.
Is it?
Apparently.
Completely, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Monaco, isn't it?
No, it's where Amazon were based here or something like that, weren't they? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I think anyway, so
you're on later on this afternoon?
Yeah, 20:05 we're on, yeah. So it's quite a good slot, that, because it means there's plenty of time after to have a good time and stuff.
Excellent. Hang on. So the name Alias Kid, how did you come up with that?
No one ever will know this, I'm afraid. The band
top secret.
Well, the band don't even know, to be fair. The truth is, we've not really thought of the best explanation yet.
Okay.
That's what it can mean.
It's still coming.
Yeah. But, no, it does mean something.
Well, he thought of it, not me, so.
Okay.
I'm not interested in knowing.
Yeah. And any new albums out soon as well?
It's out already.
Yeah,
it came out in at the end of May, was it?
About two weeks ago or something like that.
Yeah.
What date is it today?
12? 13?
Yeah, it's about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Revolt to Revolt, it's called.
And you've had some quite good reaction to that?
Yeah, surprising, really.
Yeah.
Absolute class feedback, yeah.
Didn't really expect it.
Not like that. I mean, Facebook messages have just been hammered, but like with people saying stuff like, I've just been waiting for a band like this for years, and I've been sending it all my mates and this and that. McGee's been sending it out to a lot of, I suppose you call it, famous people and all that, and they've all been coming back like that.
I've heard you've got a Man City famous supporter.
Aguero.
Yeah, he's a City fan, I'm a United fan, so
okay.
I don't really like that one.
I'm absolutely buzzing with that one. Absolutely mint.
Okay. And the guy out of Kasabian likes you a bit as well.
Tom Meehan, McGee sent him the album and he said he loved it. So McGee said, do you want to do a quote or something? And he did that quote that he said.
Yeah.
It's a really top quote, something about band that rock and roll needs and all that.
He didn't just say you're all right, you know what I mean, he put his weight behind
this. This is what we were saying on another interview a bit back. The people that are making the comments, they're not just saying, oh, really good band, or nice lads, they're going, this could be like massive.
Yeah,
you know, putting their reputations on the line.
Clint Booney said it as well, he's like, this could be the next big band for Manchester. And it's like,
we had
Andrew Lee Goldham, Rolling Stones guy, what have you. So yeah, it's good that they're not just, we seem to be, people either love us or they hate us.
So does it feel like the pressure's on a bit with all those big names?
I absolutely love it. I think, if anything, it inspires you more.
Yeah.
You know, I love getting negative comments as well.
Yeah.
Because it makes me want to go.
I give you plenty of them.
Well, yeah, not, yeah, yeah. I'm sick of your negative comments, but I mean, off other people, do you know what I mean?
Because
it makes me go, I want it more, you know what I mean? It makes me go, but. Yeah, we've had loads, you know what I mean? The Aguero one, obviously, I was buzzing because I'm a big City fan.
Excellent, yeah. And it was quite instant, wasn't it, when you got signed? It was
Three gigs.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew McGee before that, but he won. I mean, he just said put a band together and he thought it was going to be a car crash,
he said a car crash on stage, that's what he thought it was going to be.
Okay.
Because he had a night, he got a night in Liverpool, District, it was 359 night, then it's now Creation Sessions.
Yeah.
And he just said, I said, oh, what's the chances of playing a gig? And he's like, well, throw a band together and come down and play if you want to laugh and all that. So he's like, right. So we just put the band together and we played at a place called Juicy Bridge in Manchester.
Yeah.
And then we went to Liverpool on it after that.
Yeah, second gig.
Played, and then he said he thought we'd fluked it.
Okay.
He's like, nah, come on, that can't. So we played the Juicy again. And then he just come in and like the next day he's on the phone like that, do you want a deal?
Okay.
It's like that, sat one.
So what do you think it was that kind of grabbed him?
I don't know, you know, because the weird thing as well is when we played in bands in the past, I was on the drums.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't on guitar and vocal and that. So for me, it wasn't just getting signed after two gigs, mm-hmm. whatever it was. It's literally, I'd only been on stage doing that twice. Do you know what I mean? And I think what he said in the initial part is like, well, I knew you had good songs anyway, but he was saying like the banter and that with me and Maz, he said it just clicked in, and the way James was playing off it, he's like, I don't know why it's working, but it's just working. And it's, you know.
Because it's clear now that it wasn't working in the old band. It's really clear that that wasn't the same. It wasn't that the vibe and the click that we have now.
The Vectors? No.
Pardon?
Was that the Vectors?
The Vortex.
The Vortex?
Yeah.
See, I always
terrible
make mistakes.
Terrible name for a band, that.
The Vortex.
That's Alias, Kid, Alias Kid is much better.
I think they're both crap.
And if anyone who hasn't heard your sound yet, how would you sort of describe it?
No, really. I mean, we're a bit Primal Screamy, maybe, a bit Kasabian-y, maybe. I mean, everyone tags us as Oasis.
Everyone tags us as Oasis, so, and some people try to tag us with that as a negative thing.
Yeah.
But, so I'm going to say Oasis, because do you know what? This is what I was saying the other day to that guy when we was interviewing him. It's like, so, hang on. You're trying to slag us off by saying we sound like one of the best bands of all time. Yeah. How does that work? You know what I mean? To me, that's a compliment.
To be honest, though, I don't think we sound that much like him, but the fact that we're a Manchester band and we're Simon McGee and we're on Creation now.
Yeah.
It's the gimmick that people latch onto, not the necessarily
people
music.
As soon as they hear that name.
Yeah, there's definitely bits of Oasis in there, there's no doubt, but...
Yeah.
There was a guy, when McGee heard the album, I remember him ringing me and he said, do you know what? They've done quite a pop production on the album, but you're quite punk live. So he was saying it's like The Clash, because they had a pop production on their songs, and they had, like, live, they were more full on. But there's only a couple of people that have done reviews that have actually clocked that. Like, I remember, was it Jason Holmes? Remember him? Top lad, he come down and took a London gig, and he was like, I was actually shocked how little Oasis I heard in the sound and more punk. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But listen,
it doesn't really matter what people
say. People take it for this and that and the rest of it. I mean, but then again, like I said before, some of the messages we've been getting, it's been like people have been going, I've been waiting for a band like Essence Oasis.
Yeah.
So
other people hear it.
I think we're quite opinionated as well.
Yeah.
I suppose some people would call it gobby.
Okay.
So I suppose that might. Yeah. Five lads from Manchester signed by McGee who are quite gobby, who do rock and roll music. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's easy to draw comparisons.
You're gonna get banged on that, but
I mean, Oasis is the reason I started playing guitar in the first place. Mm-hmm. So good.
Which
really,
led you onto the Roses and.
Oh yeah, well, I was already into like some of the other bands and that, but I didn't. Yeah. It was when I heard like "Marry with Children" and "Some Might Say" and stuff like that.
Really. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna be sticking around for Blur tomorrow then?
I like Blur, but no, we're going home.
Okay.
I think Blur got some great songs.
I didn't think Parklife was a very good album though.
Yeah.
I have to say, I thought that was way overrated, but.
Yeah.
I thought what was the album called with Song 2 on and all that? That was a great album.
Oh, no, is it Beatle?
I don't know what it's called.
But I think they're good. I think they've got some good songs. I can't relate to them as in the fact that we probably like them personally, you know what I mean, as people. Whereas with Oasis, you know, for a start, we know Bonehead. He played in the band with us a bit in the Vortex.
Yeah.
So, same type of lads up for a laugh, go out, do you know what I mean? Whereas Blur, they seem to be a bit more posher.
Mm-hmm.
But songs are... Listen, I've always said there's people out there who I despise as artists. Mm. But you know what? If they come up with a song and I go and it gets me, I'll be the first to go, do you know what? I can't stand you, but fair play.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter where people come from as long as, you know...
I think that's a pretty good thing as well. If someone hates you and you manage to write a song that they can't get out of their head, that's amazing. That's better than punching someone because you're there all day.
Just try and write one that I can get out of my head then.
I've got loads, mate.
So, aside from, like, obviously music and maybe football as well, what else are you into? What do you do in your kind of time off?
We don't really have much, do we? Kind of just...
Yeah.
Don't get drunk.
Yeah, quite a lot, I suppose. Sit in your kitchen, writing
my
songs.
Kitchen.
Are you all quite local to each other?
Yeah.
Our drummer's from Nottingham, and he's just moved to Manchester.
Yeah.
The guitarist, James, he's my cousin. Mm-hmm. Nick, he's up the road in... Well, he's moved up to Lynn now, but he's in Blakeway.
So
we are all, me and him live around the corner,
unfortunately. So new album out and obviously a few more festivals and things, so do you have anything else lined up for the summer?
We're
on the Black Grape Tour, aren't we, at the minute, so we've got that. McGee's looking into, I mean, it's not a big secret, but he's looking into like other support acts for the rest of the year. Plus, we've just got a booking agent, so okay. he's booking us for our own gigs and what have you.
Couple of singles coming out as well.
Couple of singles.
Off the album.
Plus, it's gone that well this week. Nothing's been confirmed to us yet, but there's a very good chance we'll get a second album.
Yeah.
So we've got to get in studios and demo that ASAP.
Okay, I really look forward to seeing the gig later. And thank you ever so much for talking to me.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us. Cheers.
Thank you.